Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you about something new. A new show called G's Power.
G's Power.
Real talk for real saints.
Are you ready?
And it's for real.
Welcome to G's Power Hour, live every weekday at 11:30 a.m. on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network. Your host, G, will bring you informative and entertaining guests and a variety of topics in a way that you can absorb and enjoy. Listen in weekdays and call in at 516-387-1944. We love interaction. All shows can be downloaded if you miss one or found on iTunes the next day. G's Power Hour is powered by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
Well, good morning, brothers and sisters, kings and queens, angels and saints. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. So you know I'm all about trying to give, trying to help folks out. And so we are going to try to participate the best way we can with Giving Tuesday. We have a few people that are going to be on to talk about their causes. But if you have a cause also that you would like to gain attention toward and get some help for, the number is 516-387-1944. In the meantime, those of you with the giving spirit, with heart, with dollars, with muscle, whatever you got, pay attention, listen up. We've got some that, you know, we want you to know about. And, you know, we've done others in the past, so you can all – and if you – are looking for information on a particular type of charity, hit me up on the G's Power Hour Facebook page and let me know, and I'll try to see what we can find out for you. But in the meantime, we'd like to welcome Freddie Clayton with Orlando Union Rescue Mission. Good morning. How are you?
Great. How are you, Miss G?
Oh, I'm doing well. Thanks so much for taking the time out today. I know you guys are busy. Tis the season. But I wanted to give you all an opportunity. I know, you know, of you from way back when my parents were still around, and they were always doing donations to your mission. And so I'd like for you to kind of share with our audience what your mission is about and what your needs are.
Well, gosh, thank you. It's a real honor and privilege to be here today and to talk about the mission. The Orlando Union Rescue Mission is a 74-year-old ministry that serves homeless people. And typically when people think about a homeless services agency, they think of a shelter that is kind of like a warehouse where you let kind of slightly dangerous homeless men into the facility each night, and then you let them go torment nearby neighborhoods during the day. That is not what we do. We provide long-term residential programs for men, women, and children. We have two facilities. Our men's home takes care of 140 men who were homeless before they moved into the mission, and they live with us full-time. And at our family home, we have 138 men, women, and children. We take care of single women, single moms with children, single dads with kids, and intact couples, husbands and wives with children. We have 138 guests living with us full-time there. And we provide a broad range of services to these folks with the idea that our goal is to ensure that when they leave the mission, they are prepared for long-term independence and self-sufficiency. So we don't just provide immediate relief with a bed and a meal. It is they live with us full-time. We have a full range of programs from an in-house, on-campus school for adults so that every adult who moves into the mission and does not have a high school diploma must get a diploma, to personal finance classes, to parenting classes, to Bible study, to chapel, to anger management classes. For a significant number of our guests, substance abuse is the single biggest obstacle to their long-term independence. So we have a very structured and tailored substance abuse program, actually two of them. One that's internal, And then we also participate in Celebrate Recovery, which is a public faith-based 12-step program. So it's a it is a comprehensive program that we offer, and it's restrictive and structured and helps our guests, and that's what we call the folks who live with us, our guests, develop the discipline that will sustain them when they leave us. So that's a in a very big nutshell, that's what we do. And we are we take no government funding. We exist solely because of the private donations of individuals, churches, foundations.
So it's interesting that you focus on the men, which is great, because a lot of times when we hear about different types of shelters, for whatever the reason, it's usually for women and children, and it's nice to hear that you help the men. I'm really curious in terms of you dealing with the substance abuse issue and how prevalent that is, and what are you finding to be the root causes of that? Is it circumstances? Is it a little bit of mental illness? Are there veterans with PTSD or some other things? Why is this so prevalent?
It is. Well, first off, it's all those things. Our guests arrive at the mission with every one of them has gone through traumatic experiences. And some of them have responded to those traumas by beginning to take drugs or by engaging in bad activity, criminal activity, or have responded by hopelessness and just giving up. So what we have to do is assess what are the issues that led our individual guests to the decision making that they engaged in that rendered them homeless. One of the things that probably generates the most controversy of everything I say when I speak publicly at civic groups or other fora is that our guests are not at the mission. They are not homeless by accident or just bad luck or because somebody's done something to them. Typically, they've made a series of bad decisions, and we have to help them learn to make new decisions so when they get out, they won't just fall back into those same destructive habits. The single biggest bad decision is beginning to take drugs. At our men's home, 90 to 95% of our men are addicted to alcohol or other drugs when they move into the mission. At the family home, it's probably closer to 20 to 25% of our adult guests are. And the what you identified is exactly the cause. It is a broad range of situations, from abusive childhood to veterans going through significant trauma during their service, to folks just having not being prepared for adult life and then giving up and hiding in a bottle or with pills. And we have to help address that. So we, as I said, we have a very structured program. Everybody who lives with us is subject to drug tests when they move in. So we know the range of issues that a guest may have. And then every guest, when they live at the mission, they are in a structured environment. For example, they have to make their beds every day, and we do room checks. They are subject to random drug tests or directed drug tests if we have reason to suspect that they may be using again. And then we have a program. It's called our service assignment. Every guest at the mission has duties to perform at the mission, so they are not idle. They don't just hang around. They may be assigned to work in our kitchen, in our preschool, in our facilities maintenance crew, the landscape crew, doing laundry, doing housekeeping. But everybody's busy, so they are not just sitting around during the day. Because we know for our guests, idleness has been a scourge, because with that comes all kind of temptations. And those temptations are what cause so much of the problems in our guests' lives. So that's what you said earlier. What are the root causes of the drug addiction? There are a broad range of causes there, and we have to help identify those and then address them in a way that will enable the guest to be independent and self-sufficient for the rest of their lives. So they do not fall back into those bad habits. They do not fall back into drug use when they leave the mission.
So how long approximately is that process?
That's a fabulous question. And it really varies depending on the situation of the guest when he or she arrives. Typically, they stay with us for an extended period of time, 6 months to 2 years. Now, there is no specific time frame, and there's no specific departure date when they come in. They can stay with us as long as they are making progress on their situation. We occasionally have guests who realize that because everything at the mission is free to them, some of the time they begin to think that this is the best deal, the best situation they've had in a long time, and they're ready to park at the mission and just let us serve them and stay here because everything is pretty wonderful. And we have to remind them that we are not a permanent solution. We are temporary. We provide a permanent solution by helping them develop the habits and abilities and education that will sustain them for the rest of their lives. But the goal is to get them out of the mission, back into society in a productive environment. So the 2 year period is typical when for most of our men because of the addictions. We typically spend the first year helping them overcome the addictions and control that impulse. And then typically folks will continue to live with us after they get a job. And when they do that, everything is still free, but we have a mandatory savings program. They must save 75% of their income. And we set up an account for them to which both they and we have access. But they do not get to just withdraw money without our permission from that account. They get all the money when they leave the mission or if they have needs during the course of their stay here. If they need to buy a car to get to and from work and they have enough money in their savings, we will let them withdraw that to buy a car. We don't allow them to assume any new debt. In fact, we work with them to get rid of the debt because we know it is such a significant obstacle to their finding an apartment upon their departure.
Wow. It sounds like a great program. Do you have like corporations locally that get involved with assisting your residents?
Yes. We are incredibly blessed with the support we get. Now, our single greatest source of donations is individuals. We've been doing this 75 years, and we have built a broad base of folks who give us small gifts. Our median gift is actually about $32. And last year we had about 25,000 people give to us. So they give us in small amounts. The usual average donor is an individual who gives several small gifts a year. But we also are fortunate enough to have support from some of the large corporate donors in the area and some of the foundations in the area. And so we are blessed by having that broad range of funding sources, so we're not dependent on any one aspect or any one channel of revenues. And as mm-hmm. I said, we actively decline any governmental funding because, to be candid, we don't want to have to answer to government programs. We are expressly and enthusiastically faith-based, and at the mission, chapel is mandatory. Now, we don't require anybody to believe anything, but we're going to immerse our guests in the gospel because we know that is the reason we exist, that God gives us the resources to help the most vulnerable in our community. And one of the ways we help them is to try to introduce them to a relationship with Christ. So
that is wonderful.
Well, you're nice to say that. It's a,
no,
it's a blessing
it
to see that
it's
happen
nice to
here.
Hear. Yeah. So because I think, and, I, you know, you were talking about, and I wanted to kind of get back to one of the things you talked about.
Which
I kind of thought about the movie Failure to Launch. And I've only seen it a couple times, but, you know, I wonder a lot of times if it's a lot of that, we're so wanting to try to protect some of our young people, especially our young men, from some of the hardships that this world presents, you know, and it's gotten, you know, tougher, you know, as the time goes along, not easier, even though we think we've made life easier, but it's gotten a little tougher. But I think we maybe shelter some of our young people a little bit too much from adversity and don't really teach them how to, you know, deal with adversity.
Yes. You know, I think that's a significant problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you've hit one aspect of that issue dead square, that if we don't help our kids learn how to handle adversity, then they tend to be overwhelmed by it and overcome by it when they do face it and they get out on their own and they don't know how to respond. And they give up. They fall into a despondency that says, oh, my gosh, everything's arrayed against me. I don't have any chance of succeeding or getting out of this, and I'm just going to give up. Instead of being resilient, and it's one of the things we convey to our guests is life isn't going to be fair, and you're going to face hardship whether you deserve it or not. And all you can really do is control your response. So you need to be ready to address it, and that's one of the things that education does, is if you have an education, it increases dramatically the opportunities to get a good job, to get a job that will sustain you financially. And that's one of the things that we have emphasized. As I said, we have a on-campus high school for adults that is mandatory for all the guests who do not have a high school diploma. And we also have a very active homework and tutoring program for all our school-age kids. And it's mandatory. When the kids get out of school and come back to the mission, we have a full range of after-school activities every weekday for them to participate in. And it includes tutoring and homework assistance. And we actually check to make sure all our young guests do their homework every day, because we know that getting that education is the single biggest cushion they will have in their lives for financial success. And that if we fail them in that regard, then we are setting them up for difficulties for the rest of their lives, and we're not doing our part to break that cycle, that intergenerational cycle of poverty and homelessness that afflicts so many of our guests that we see so routinely.
All right. So how can we help on this Giving Tuesday? What is it exactly that you would like our listening audience to do to help you?
Well, we can, for any active not-for-profit charity, the single greatest answer is you can give us money. You can donate to us with the understanding that our donors are transforming lives. As I said, our focus is not really just immediate relief. It is life transformation. So that's the focus that we use on applying every dollar that we receive. So I would encourage any of your listeners out there to go to O-U-R-M, for Orlando Union Rescue Mission, O-U-R-M.org, and they can donate there. But something that is equally important is if they want to get involved, we have an enormous array of opportunities for volunteers to work with our guests, everything from, as I said earlier, working with our homework assistants or tutoring, and you don't have to be a teacher. You don't even have to be a college graduate to help our young kids make sure they do their homework. All you need is a loving heart and a desire to help. And so you can feed folks at one of our meals. You can help. If you want to bring a group in, you can do some landscaping projects. So we have, you can come in and do administrative work. With every donation we receive, we send out a thank you letter and a receipt for the donation. And so when we've got 25,000 donors, we send out a lot of those, and we need people to help just stuff envelopes for that. So we have a broad range of activities. And again, people can go to OURM for Orlando Union Rescue Mission, OURM.org, and they can investigate and see the range of activities, and they can also see the results of their volunteer time or their donations. We tell the stories of our guests, how they have had their lives transformed here. They get out and they are living productive lives with dignity and gratitude. And that's what all the folks who give to the mission, either give their time as a volunteer or their money and donations, that's what they're doing. They are transforming those lives and giving those men, women, and children an opportunity to live that life of dignity and hope.
Now, I know you're kind of limited in terms of your space. Are there any plans for expanding?
Yes, yeah, great question. Yes, we actually own about 5 acres that are right next to, contiguous with our family home on Washington Street. And what mm-hmm. we're looking to do is probably build, we call it a transitional program. So we expand the number of folks we can take care of, and instead of being absolutely free, they will pay a program fee. And it's kind of a half step to complete independence. What we intend to do, we will build, they will be basically apartments, probably 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartments that when, and it won't be just for our guests, but some of the folks will be guests from the mission who are graduating, but don't have the financial wherewithal to be independent right away, or they still need some assistance in integrating or acclimating to our culture, our society, in a safe way. So they would pay, my guess is, something in the range of 50% of what would normally be the rent for an apartment of that size for a program fee where there's still some restrictions on them, but we don't have the tight, restrictive environment that we have at the mission. So, yes, we're looking to, because we know that there is such a huge gap in the housing here. We have such a shortage of available housing. We have difficulty placing our guests when they're ready to leave, finding them affordable apartments now. 2 years mm-hmm. ago, it was much easier. Now we're seeing a significant increase in the number of folks who can't leave the mission right away because they can't find an affordable place to live. And they are ready to be on their own, and we want them to move so that we can use their room for the next family coming in who desperately need our program.
Plus, you all need room for donations, because I know, like I said, my parents have donated in the past. You
yes.
take donations like furniture and other types of
Absolutely.
Things, right?
Absolutely. Used furniture, used clothing. We also operate a thrift store. We call it the Bargain Store, right downtown on Central Boulevard. And it is there we sell at incredibly low prices, basically $1 for a pair of pants. A lot of the donations we receive, and it does three things actually. It makes available to the community inexpensive, good clothing and furniture. Second, it provides an opportunity for our guests to get experience working in that environment, in a retail environment, where they have to show up on time and they have to be nice to people and have to figure out how to help customers in the store. And the third thing it does, it really works as a community center. We have folks from that community in Paramore coming through. They just come in to hang out at the store because it's a safe mm-hmm. environment where they feel loved and appreciated, and they end up having friends, both among our team and friends they have bring in the community into the store with them. So we always need donations of obviously funds, cash, checks, and furniture and clothing. And at this time of year, we're also taking donations of new toys for kids up to 10 years old, boys and girls, because we have, right now we have 62 children living with us full-time at the family home. Mm-hmm. And we want to make sure we provide a bountiful Christmas for them so that they experience the joy that I got to experience and that most kids get to experience, but our kids don't before they get into the mission. They live in such difficult situations and unstable homes, living in a car, on the street, just bouncing from family member to friend, couch surfing. We mm-hmm. provide them a stable environment. We want them to have a bountiful Christmas, we call it.
Freddie Clayton, God bless you and your efforts and the efforts of your staff and volunteers. Really appreciate what you're doing, and we look forward to having you back when you get a chance.
Well, God bless you. Thank you. Merry Christmas, and thank you for giving us this opportunity to talk about the mission. We really, really
thank
appreciate
you.
It. All right. Yeah, thank you,
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
To you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. That was Freddie Clayton with the Orlando Union Rescue Mission, and I have posted the link to that on the G's Power Hour Facebook page. We do have a couple other people coming up, but before we're going to take a quick break. But before that, there are a variety of ways you can give, and it's not just money. It's time. If you belong to a church, I'm sure they need you to do something at your church. But if you're looking for other stuff too, don't forget, you can give blood, one blood. You see the little red buses and the big red buses all over Central Florida. You know, stop and give blood. A lot of times they do stuff like give you a free hoagie, depending on where you are, or a free movie ticket. Do that. The other thing that I wanted to tell you, you know, I've mentioned different shopping apps. I use a few of them, but some of them even have opportunities for you to give just by virtue of you of using those apps. For example, ShopKicks is one of those, I use ShopKicks almost regularly. I call it my kicks and bits time, where I go and scan and get ShopKicks. Which I use for gift cards, or you know, use it for PayPal money, but you can also do donations to, I believe it's like the Red Cross and other donations. But at the same time, the reason I call it kicks and bits, because I also get my Fitbits, my steps in for the day. So, you know, it helps me get my minimum of 10,000 steps for the day by just going around and doing that. And then, like I said, ShopKicks that you can collect, you can donate. Fetch is another one of those shopping apps that you can use where you can donate funds for different charities on their site too. And all you have to do, this is a good time to make sure that when you go to the fast food restaurants or you're shopping, whatever you're doing, make sure they give you a receipt, because you can scan the receipt and get rewards points on Fetch. So, and those points add up. Now, I've used them to get things like Dunkin' Donut gift cards and Lowe's gift cards and Amazon gift cards and other things. But you could also use some of those points on Fetch to give to, you know, gift cards to some of the charities on there, on those sites. So while you are shopping, this is a good time to shop and save and give. So just remember that. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Dress for Success here on G's Power Hour. The number, if you have a charity you want to plug real quick, 516-387-1944. G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. We'll be right back.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
This is Douglas Dobbs of Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service. We have served the Central Florida community for 29 years with quality funeral and cremation services. Honoring all religions and faiths, we have been here for many grieving families. Whether it's a complete funeral service with a burial or a simple, dignified cremation, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service is here for you. Located at 430 North Kirkman Road at the 408 Expressway, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service, 407-578-7720. Dobbs, dedicated to serving our families.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. We want to thank again Freddie Clayton with the Orlando Union Rescue Mission. And like I said, if you have any charities, any causes that you know of that you want to plug, just give us a holler. The number is 516-387-1944. But in the meantime, we want to welcome Joanne Phoebus, who's the Executive Director of Dress for Success. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon, Gretchen. Thank you so much for inviting us on the show.
Oh, you are so welcome. So a friend of mine a while back got the group that we were involved in at the time, involved in making donations for Dress for Success. Can you tell our audience basically a little bit about your organization, how you started and what you do?
Sure. Dress for Success has been in place for over 20 years. We're located right in Winter Park, and this call couldn't have come at a better time. Because enter the workforce or re-enter the workforce. And the way we do that is we offer them professional attire clothing as well as everything else that you would need to go on into an interview. You make an appointment with us. We set you up. We have everything just for you. We take the sizes over the phone. We want to make sure we make the best use of your time. Once you actually gain that employment, you come back with the employment offer letter and we give you clothing for an entire week. And the reason why I said you couldn't have reached out to us at a better time is because we have been deeply impacted by Hurricane Ian to the point that we have to temporarily close our doors. And that's not something that we're looking to do ever. We withstood COVID-19, and last year alone, we helped 291 women, and we don't want to stop. We do not want something, a natural disaster, to take away of opportunities to help the community. So when we lost a lot, we lost over 2,500 suits, 500 pairs of shoes, all types of accessories, computer equipment, everything else that you would need to function in an office setting.
Wow. And so what type of people come to you, or what type of people do you assist? Do you work with some of the local, let's say, homeless shelters or other types of organizations?
We specifically work with women from all walks of life.
Okay.
Of course, definitely those in most need, we help, but we look at everyone as a whole. The economic standard, per se, that's not something that we necessarily look at because there are women, let's just say, I'll give you an example, who may be their spouse a lot of money. However, they're living in a home where they're being battered and they need to get away. And that money may not necessarily be at reach to that person. So we don't want to take that person away from having the opportunity to change their life by giving them clothing. So we assist everyone.
So what kind of clothing do you take, and I guess the reason I'm asking that is because, you know, not everybody works, let's say, in an office setting, 9-to-5. Mm-hmm. Some people work in different other types of settings, but what type of clothing do you take?
So primarily it is professional clothing, but we do understand that due to COVID-19, there's been a lot of changes. In fact, it's a good point that you brought that up because besides taking different type of clothing, we've noticed that there's a lot more people entering the medical force. So now we're actually accepting medical uniforms because we know a lot of people who actually need them. So anything that is professional or medical or just plain black pants, things that can be used as a uniform because we are in Orlando, there are a lot of people in the hospitality industry, so we take those type of clothing. But in addition to that, in 2023, we're going to be adding a whole coursework setting because we want women not only to gain the job, we want them to retain that job and build. So we're going to add financial literacy. we also understand that there's a lot of people who now are working remotely. So may not necessarily need all the clothing, but they still need to have a professional appearance, whether it's hair and makeup. So we're going to actually have people who are professionals who are going to be donating their time so they can show them what is the best look to portray when you're on camera, so that you look clean, professional, neat, and that you're always ready. I'm a mom myself, and I know how difficult it can be in the mornings when you're trying to get ready to go to work and you have kids and trying to get your hair and makeup done. And sometimes it happens and sometimes it doesn't. So we're going to have some professionals teaching all of us the best tricks and little hacks of things that we can do so that we can maintain professional at all times.
I was going to ask you about some of that because, yeah, it's not necessarily just the clothing. It's about the hair. It's about the makeup. It's also, you know, comportance and, you know, how you carry yourself, a lot of different things. So that's good to know that you, it's, you know, multifaceted in terms of what you do. So you talked about, you mentioned, and I want to go back to that a little bit, the impact from Ian, Hurricane Ian?
Yeah.
So
we've been deeply impacted. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to ask you, how are you recovering from that? Let's talk about maybe your needs in terms of getting the organization back on its feet with regards to that. What are your needs?
We have major needs. At this time, our doors are closed. We just developed a GoFundMe page. And this is the first time that we're going public with this information because we want to make sure that we have everything in place before we the public. So you're the first platform that we have used to release this information because
wow.
We want to make sure that people knew that I'm very new to the organization as an executive director, but I've been with the organization as a volunteer for 5 years. And both the president and myself, Lena Graham, who's the president of Dress for Success, we wanted to make sure that people knew that we're here to stay and that we have not lost our mission or our vision for what we need to do to get back on our feet. So what we need right now really is funding. We need major funding. Yes, we have insurance. I'm sure a lot of people say, hey, use your insurance, and we are. However, that takes time. And people cannot
wait to see their
family.
Insurance never covers everything anyway. You know, I mean, yeah, it takes time and it never covers everything anyway, because especially as you go forward, there's always something new that you need in order to progress in your efforts, you know. So it's going to take a lot more than insurance. And now, are you planning on just staying in the same location and just rebuilding from there, or are you looking at going elsewhere?
So the great news out of all of this is that we're actually partnering with Career Source by West Oaks Mall. And so we're in talks with them. And by the end of this week, we'll be finalizing our contract. We are located in Winter Park currently, and OCPS has given us that location that unfortunately is destroyed at this time. So we are going to be going into a new location, but the new location is providing us a room. So inside that room, there's a lot of things that need to be filled and funded. Like I said, we don't even have a computer. Mm-hmm. So we are getting a room, and we're going to be at a great location, but that room currently sits empty.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we need a lot of things. Even if, for instance, we need clothing, obviously we need clothing, but we need racks to be able to put these clothing. We need racks to be able to put shoes. We need computers in order to work efficiently. We need desks. We need chairs. We need paper. Mm-hmm. We need a lot of different things, a lot of tools so that we can work effectively as an organization.
Okay. So those of you that are taking the holidays to buy new computers and your old ones are still functioning, this is one place that needs it right here, Dress for Success. What else did you need? Let's put it out there. Let's make sure they know. You need racks,
need
right?
We need clothing racks. We need hangers. We need papers. We need pens. We need all types of office supplies. Everything is gone. So we need all those things. If they don't have the time to donate it, to come in person and bring it, we do have a GoFundMe page. So something as simple as making a donation in lieu of a Christmas gift for someone is a great idea and something that we're happy to accept. Maybe as a family, they can contribute.
Mm-hmm.
Anything is, we will take whatever they're willing to give from the kindness of their heart. At this time, we all know how expensive it is just to get coffee. If they have a gift card that they'd like to give us, we'll accept a gift card that we can use to purchase items. Anything that they may have that they're no longer in need of, we're happy to take, and we know we can use. Like I said before, we service 291 women right after COVID. So working at CareerSource, where people are walking in every day who need a job, we know we're going to surpass those numbers. But we definitely need your help in order to do that.
Okay. So now, when is your new location? I know you said you're kind of finalizing that. When does your new location open up?
Seems to open as early as January 1st.
January 1st. Okay. The new year with a new location. All right. So give us the contact information for you and how we can help.
Sure. So they can help by reaching me directly. My name is Joanne Phoebus. You can find me on LinkedIn as well. But you can contact our office, which is 407-628-0506. Again, that number is 407-628-0506.
Okay. All right. Wow. I appreciate the work that you've done. I really didn't realize before I called what kind of challenge you were up against, you know, and we know that Ian has impacted a lot of people, and we think mostly residential, but we don't think outside of sometimes in terms of what's going on with corporations and organizations such as yours. So it's very crucial so that you have that nailed down so that you can continue your good work. So I appreciate you letting us be the ones to kind of help get that word out there. So what else?
Thank
is there
so
anything
much.
Else you want to – oh, you're very welcome. Is there anything else you want to get out there before we go?
Sure. I love an opportunity to come back because in the very near future we're going to need volunteers. So I love to have an opportunity to return. And we have some clothing that has been donated to us in the past. That is not work appropriate, that we have it in the storage unit, and we'd like to do a sale, and it would be something, a small amount. It's a great opportunity to get nice quality clothing that may not necessarily be for work, maybe for playtime, that you can get at a discounted rate. And I love for our president to have the opportunity to come online also and speak a little bit more about our mission. But
that
right
would
now,
be
what
great.
We really need is funding. We have a Dress for Success GoFundMe page, and you can find it, Dress for Success Greater Orlando, and make a donation there today.
All right. You all heard it. While you carve out a little bit of that shopping money, you know, and give it where it counts. We appreciate that. Joanne, thank you so much for taking the time. Really appreciate it. You
thank
have a blessed
you.
Day and Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk in a few minutes with Gwen Covington. And like I said, there's other ways you can give. So, and if you have an organization that you want to pitch really quick, when we come back, the number is 516-387-1944. G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Tim Garris. You may know me as Timmy G. Yeah, I know. It's been 2 decades, but I want you to know I'm back in the art with you. And I've got a mix of music that can help you relax and chill out. It's smooth. It's relaxing. It's chill out jazz. The soulful mix of smooth jazz, soul, and smooth R&B. So join me every Wednesday night, 10 p.m. to midnight on K-Ham Radio.
Are you chillin'?
Having a wedding, reception, family reunion, planning a banquet, or some other fundraising event. Need to share your knowledge through a workshop or seminar, or it's a difficult time and you need to plan a wake or repast. Let us help. At our gatherings, Let us reduce the stress and make the occasion memorable, treasured. Call our gatherings at 407-968-9387 or email ourgatherings@yahoo.com. Let us help plan your special event.
5-0. Welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. And we want to thank Joanne Phoebus for being with us from Dressed to Success. And you heard the dire straits that they're in. They can't even really do the work that they are just, chosen to do because of all of the impact that they're incurring from Hurricane Ian. So please, take the time. I did post their link on the G's Power Hour Facebook page, so please go there, as well as the Orlando Union Rescue Mission, and, just see what you can do to give. We will have Gwen Covington on in a minute, but I just wanted to kind of broaden your perspective in terms of things that you can do when we talk about giving. And even if you can't give today, you can make a commitment today, either make a commitment in your heart or make a commitment on paper with a letter, send an email and say, hey, I'd like to help at some point in the future doing this. Give yourself a timeline, but make a commitment. Just give yourself to a particular cause or a particular person. Maybe it's not even a charity, although there's a lot of them out there that need your help. But sometimes it may just be a loved one in your family. Maybe there's an older person in your family that needs help getting around, getting to the grocery store. Even though they have delivery services, they're going to cost a lot. Maybe cook a meal for somebody on a regular basis. Maybe when they have take a child to work day, maybe even if you don't have a child, maybe there's a neighbor's child or maybe there's a cousin or a niece or something that you can take with you to work to give them exposure to the world and what's out there and what's available to them. But make a commitment today to give in some way, shape, or form. Giving, yes, money, definitely. In a lot of these cases, and most of these cases, in the majority of these cases, it's money. However, broaden your horizons a little bit. A lot of us aren't in a position to give a lot of money. So maybe you can give a little bit of money, maybe like that lady in the Bible that had her last penny. You know, if that's what you've got, just take the time to decide where it's going to be best used and give that if you can. And if you can't, just take a little time to even give a prayer. Prayer does change things. And even if you take some time today to pray for someone or to pray for a certain situation, that is giving still, because you've taken that time, you've made that commitment in your heart and mind and soul to give and ask God to bless someone. So, this is that day. This is that day where you take a little bit from yourself and give it in some way to someone else. And I think if we diddle, it doesn't need to be just one day. This is a good day. This is a reminder day. Let's just put it that way. This is the day to remind you to give. This is the day to remind you to commit. But we should be given 365 and then those other years, 366, 24/7, 365, we should be giving all the time in some way, shape, or form. You will find that whatever you're going through, as difficult as it may be, if you are taking that time to focus elsewhere, outside of yourself, beyond yourself, helping someone, it takes a little bit of that misery away because you're not so focused on it. So please take that time today. Gwen Covington, are you with us this morning or this afternoon? She should be coming up soon. And like I said, if you have some charity or some event or some cause that needs some attention, call us.
The number is 516-387-1944. We want to make sure that we are able to help get the word out. There's no use for this platform if we can't help anybody. There's just really no use. So I just want you to take that time. I would bother Princess to see if she has a particular cause that she wants to draw attention to, but I know Princess is busy, but and she is one of the most giving people that I know. Princess, our network CEO and our technical producer here on G's Power Hour, you know, so if you know Princess, you know the causes she's involved in, you know, she could use some help too. So just saying that.
Good morning, Gretchen.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm on my laptop talking to you, but I did want to highlight a foundation here in Columbia, South Carolina called the Wiley Kennedy Foundation. And I'll put a link on G's Power Hour, but they're busy in the community here and discussing a lot of things. But also they have a foundation or an organization where they do cyber training for those who want to get into that field. And right now I think it's a 4 or 5 course, which goes throughout every Saturday, and it's a free course. And at the end, you are certified as a cybersecurity trainee, and you are then qualified to get a position in that field. But,
wow.
Yeah, I love this show, and I love the fact that you said, Gretchen, that if you can't use this platform to give back and to be a part of that machinery to give back and to make an impact, then why have a show? So I appreciate that within you. But there's so much out there that we can do to help. We got through Thanksgiving, but I don't know if everybody that was hungry got fed. So I want
right.
to think about that at Christmas time. While we're mm-hmm. all, you know, opening up our gifts, I don't know if everybody gets a gift. So give a gift of love, and that is the main thing. We can all do that on a daily basis in so many different ways, and we don't need to be patted on the back for that or get accolades. So get out and give love and give a gift of need that somebody may need that we take for granted. That's important.
For sure. I mean, there's, like I said, there's a lot out there, and I want to recognize and shout out a few organizations that have helped me in the past, and I really want them to be recognized, and I want people to give to them. The American Cancer Society is one of those. Mm-hmm. My father, in his lifetime, had 3 cancers. He had prostate cancer. He had multiple myeloma. That was the last one that really kind of did him in. And the first one he had was non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. So, you know, we really need to find out more about where these cancers come from and how they affect certain people. And even though they told me that none of these cancers that my father had were related to each other, I'm not 100% convinced. I think there's either something environmental or dietary or something, and I really think more research is needed. So that's one. The American Heart Association and American Stroke Association is another, because my mother, heart issues, and on my mom's side of the family, heart issues are major, major cause for concern. And I know that's kind of what did my mom in. So that's another one that I would like you all to consider. Me personally, my issue right now is thyroid. And there it's having a thyroid issue is like having a problem with the thermostat in your car. If you can't, your thermostat is not working, your car can overheat, your car is not regulated, it can just plain fall apart, okay? There's hypothyroidism, hyperthyroidism, Graves' disease, Hashimoto's disease. They're all, there's thyroid cancer. I know Damon John's FUBU Shark Tank, he had thyroid cancer. I think Oprah is another one that had thyroid issues. there's a lot of people out there. And I will tell you this, there's a lot of people out there that don't know they have it because some of the symptoms mimic other diseases or other conditions. So I'm hoping that next month, which is, well, actually not next month, I'm jumping the gun, January is National Thyroid Month. I hope to have some people on here to talk about it and to kind of get you to look into it a little bit more because for a long time, I only knew one person that had it, had an issue with their thyroid until I had my issues. And then just a whole world of information opened up for me. So I'm hoping that you all will look into that. Is Gwen Covington with us yet? Okay. I know Gwen was busy. I know she wanted to be on, and we've had her on before, and we will have her back again. So I just wanted you to I'm going to put information about her organization on the G's Power Hour for Facebook page as well. And if you all have, you know, information. One of the things that when Princess was talking, and it actually crossed my mind earlier, is we need to think about people that don't have people permanently in their lives, and I'm talking about kids that are in need of adoption or foster care or kids who age out of the foster system. There's a lot of those kids out there when we talk about not having presence or not having family or something like that. These are people that, you know, we need to help prepare for the future. And, you know, I don't know. I plan on soon having someone back on from, you know, I think I forget the National Adoption Center. I forget we've had them on before, but I want to get these people back on because we need to start making room not only in our hearts, but maybe in our physical space for some of these children that don't have anybody to lean on, that go to bed alone at night, that don't really have anybody to give them a hug, that don't have the privilege of having a home-cooked meal. There's a lot of kids out there that are in need, and your whatever little bit that you have, I mean, and some of y'all that have old-school folks know that even when you don't have that much, you always are able to make room for one more. My mom was kind of a depression era child, and she would have been 100 next year. But my mom always talked about how, you know, strangers that would pass and ask, you know, if they had something to eat, and whatever they had, whether if it was their last, they shared it with that stranger that was passing by asking for food. So you can do it. It's not that hard. We are not in depression era, and God forbid we ever have that happen to us again. But even in the hardest of times, you know, God makes a way for us to do the things that he asks us to do, to feed the hungry, to clothe the naked, to shelter the homeless. You know, just some basic stuff. You know, it doesn't have to be elaborate. It just has to be done. So anyway, if you have a story that you want us to look into, if you have an issue that is bothering you that you want us to look into, please leave me a message on the G's Power Hour Facebook page. I would love to look into it and try to see if we can get someone on to address it. But in the meantime, we thank you for listening. Enjoy your Giving Tuesday. And we hope that, you know, whatever you do, that someone else, whether you know it or not, is going to benefit greatly from it. This has been G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. Be well, be safe, be blessed. And please remember, all real power comes from God. Take care.